Today we are looking at a wave of new research focused on how we can make artificial intelligence more inclusive for the world's diverse languages and cultures. In this latest run of 24 new papers, a major theme is emerging: the fight against linguistic homogenization. As AI expands across the Indian subcontinent, researchers are warning that it acts as a double-edged sword. While it can provide incredible access to information, it also risks smoothing over the unique cultural and linguistic nuances that define different civilizations. One paper specifically looks at how we can rethink AI through the lens of cultural heritage preservation, ensuring that the technology supports, rather than erases, underrepresented worldviews. This theme of linguistic equity carries over into how we test these models. We know that most AI benchmarks are heavily biased toward English and Chinese, but a new project called PluraMath is working to change that. They are extending mathematical reasoning evaluations to 18 additional underrepresented languages across 6 different language families. Because math is a universal language of logic, ensuring models can reason through it in diverse tongues is a massive step for global AI reliability. We are also seeing fascinating work in the realm of cross-lingual transfer. Essentially, researchers are asking, if we have a lot of data for one language, can we use it to teach a model a related, but much rarer, language? For example, one study looked at whether using Sinhala, a relatively well-resourced language, could help improve speech recognition for Divhai, the national language of the Maldives. Another study explored using text-to-speech technology to create synthetic training data for Luxembourgish, helping to build spoken question answering systems without needing massive amounts of human recorded audio. There is also a deep dive into the complexities of writing systems. Take Mongolian, for instance. It is a digraphic language, meaning it uses two different scripts, Cyrillic and a traditional script. Because there is so much more data available for the Cyrillic version, models often struggle with the traditional script. A new pipeline called CoPyTIA is attempting to bridge this gap by using a cognitive approach to help the model navigate these two different ways of writing. We are also seeing research that moves beyond just text and into the physical world of documents. In Bangladesh, a new benchmark called BAFCO is helping models understand complex, multi-page government forms. This is crucial for making AI useful in real-world administrative tasks for Bangla speakers. Similarly, researchers are looking at the noisy side of history, developing frameworks to evaluate how well AI can read medieval Latin manuscripts, where things like parchment degradation and old-fashioned shorthand make the job incredibly difficult. Finally, there is a growing call for better evaluation methods. For a long time, the industry has relied on LLM as a judge, where one AI grades the output of another. But researchers are pointing out a major flaw. If the judge AI isn't proficient in a lower source language, its grading is essentially unreliable. This is a critical warning for the field. If we want to build AI that truly serves everyone, we cannot rely on English-centric evaluation standards to measure success in the rest of the world.